Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Time then, you can wrap the food, again, wrapping means around and around on all four sides, top and on bottom, b'shlachin. What are shlachin? Shlachin are skins, like skins of the animal. U'metaltalin aysan, and we may move them. Now, the Mishnah is telling us a din in Hilchos Muktzah, that the skins can be moved, whether you're using them to cover the food or not. Why? Because these skins can be used for something which we can do on Shabbos. That's to lean on it. It's like soft. You lean on it or you lay on it. So because they're used for that purpose, it's not muktzah. Vayter sakta Mishnah. Begizei tzemer. Now, gizei means cut pieces. Tzemer is wool. With cut pieces of wool, you can wrap things around as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, as far as the halachis of Hatman is concerned, again on Erev Shabbos, because it only retains the heat, it doesn't add heat, but over here, gotta be careful with muktzah, the ein metaltel in eisan, you're not allowed to move it, because the cut pieces of wool, what do you use them for? Well, we set them aside, we're gonna start spinning them into threads, and then weave it. So even though right now you're using it to cover the food, but you still plan on using it for what? Wool is usually used for to make clothes, and therefore it's muktzah. So while you can do it, you have to remember Hilchos Muktzah that the ein metaltel in eisan, that you can't move them. Now, this is a problem. You're telling me I can take the pot and wrap it around on all four sides, and on top and on bottom, with these cut pieces of wool, but I can't move the wool. So how do I get to the pot? So Ketzad hu eisa, how does he do this? Zakta Mishnah, I'll tell you what to do. You take off the cover, the hay knifeless, and they fall on their own. So you're not touching or moving the muktzah. Really, the issur of muktzah is only when you move it. Wait a second, let me understand this. I'm not moving it, but if I'm lifting the cover and it was covered on all sides, including on top, doesn't it automatically fall off? Okay, so the truth is you are moving it, but this type of muktzah is called Tiltel min hatzad, an indirect moving of muktzah. I'm not actually shoveling up or picking up these pieces of wool and throwing it to the side. I'm lifting the pot cover and it falls on its own. Now, not everything on Shabbos can be moved in this manner, but in certain circumstances, Chazal allowed us to move something if you're not moving it directly. Okay, so you tell me I can lift the cover and it falls off by itself. What do I do now? How do I get the food out? Zakta Mishnah, listen carefully. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Kupa, the box with the food, Mata al Sida, you tilt it to its side, the nitel, and you remove the food from the pot. Why do we have to do it that way? Why can't I just lift the whole pot out of the wool? Well, my concern is, Shema, maybe, Yitel, you're going to lift the pot, and what's going to happen is, you know how like when you have like a sandbox and you stick in a pail and you lift the pail so the sand still stays with the hole cut out, but after a while it kind of falls in? Well, I'm scared that after you take out the pot, the wool is going to fall in. You're not going to have that hole where the pot was. And you won't be able to move it aside, because that's going to be muktzah. So Shema Yitel, maybe you're going to wind up taking it, and you won't be able to put it back. So therefore, Elazar ben Azariah says, I don't want you to lift the pot at all. I don't want you to take the pot out of the wool. I just want you to tilt it. The Chachamim say, no, Yitel, you can lift the pot, and you can put it back if the walls that are made out of the wool didn't cave in. The Chacham, however, agreed that if you took the pot out, you're taking a chance. Because if the walls of wool do cave in, you can't put it back. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Loi chisahu miba'od yam. You didn't cover it when it was still day. I didn't do any of the covering of the pot on Friday. Is there anything I can do on Shabbos? And the answer is no. Loi chasenu, you cannot cover it. Meshetechshach. Once it gets dark, once it's already Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. If the insulation of what you're using to cover the pot is something that adds heat or it just retains heat, can't do it on Shabbos. Kisahu, what if I did cover it before Shabbos, but Vinizgala, it became uncovered. Then the din is mutter lechasaisai, then it's okay to cover it on Shabbos. So again, you can never do Hatmana on Shabbos, but if you did it the right time during the day with something that doesn't add heat and somehow it opened up, you can put it back. Vayter zok the Mishnah, memalei asakita, and you can fill up a bottle. Many learn this means a bottle of cold water, v'noisin l'tachas akar, and put it under the pillow, l'tachas akasis, or under a bigger cushion, in order to keep it cold.